So we're rooting for Burton Bradstock as well today on Solent. Thank you very much indeed. Ross Kay's organising events in Bridport today. And of course, after it leaves Ludwell, it arrives in Shaftesbury, where Tim Robinson is now with lots of youngsters.
Yeah, masses of youngsters. Hello. We've got, what we've got is a whole load of children from... What school are you from?
Abbey!
That's Abbey Primary. And when the torchbearer comes along here, we're all going to shout something. What are we going
to
shout? How good is that, Julian? These children are fantastic. Let's dive in and try and meet some. Hello, what's your name?
Matthew.
What's your name?
Izzy.
Annabelle.
Ruby.
Evie.
Theo.
Lily.
Ivy.
Emma.
Ellie.
Madeline.
Oh, good. Come on, I missed you. Go on.
Roisin.
There we go. One more big cheer. What a fantastic bunch. We've got people now performing in the street on stilts, trying to get their way out of the way of some police outriders. Any moment now, this torch will be picked up by Robert Gunton. He's a charity marathon runner from Woodley. He'll be picking it up down at the Royal Chase roundabout at St Mary's School, which is where this relay begins in Shaftesbury. And then they'll be on their way. The streets now are absolutely heaving. You cannot move in any direction. I don't know how this many people have even managed to fit in here. We've got police motorcyclists revving at people that won't get out the road, but it's all in jest. It's part of the street performances that are going on. The very front of the relay is now beginning to come up. We've got police outriders on motorbikes in there, and blue and yellow, flashing their lights.
And we've just had the kiss, I think I'm right in saying, which is when the two torches are lit on the outskirts of Shaftesbury. So let's have a listen to the crowd there, which is fantastic. So it's arrived. It's official, Tim, I can tell you.
That's excellent. We've got the front of the convoy up here now. Policemen coming past, waving at the school children, blasting out his sirens, getting great waves. There are over 10,000 people in Shaftesbury. It's going on a big loop right around the town here, and every single bit of every single street is packed. People are hanging out of balconies, looking down on the street. The cafe balcony is absolutely packed out. The balcony of the town hall, every vantage point is just jam-packed with people. And we are moments away. The street performer pretending to kick policemen off their motorcycles. We're having a fantastic time here. And as you say, Jules, minutes away.
Well, I'm looking at the torch making its way into Shaftesbury right now, which is fantastic. And it's a big day. You can hear all those hundreds of children there as well. Judy's listening to that too. Judy, just remind people, let's start with that as we do our travel.
Indeed, yes.
The background going in as we do this. How's this going to affect the roads there?
Well, we are going to have big problems now on the A30 moving into and around Shaftesbury, of course. It leaves...